The next show we're going to take a look at is the debate. Nakba means catastrophe in Arabic, and it refers to the emergence of Israel more than 60 years ago on the Palestinian land through Balfour Declaration. The emergence has led to the displacement of hundreds of thousands of Palestinians who either fled or were driven out of their homes during the war of 1948. In the ensuing years, millions of Palestinians became refugees. Let's go to the debate. Let's interact.
I don't think they foresaw the true extent of the devastation that has taken place in the region. And remember, it's not just Palestine. It's Lebanon, it's Jordan, it's Syria now, it's Egypt now, it's Iraq. I don't think that they truly envisioned the scope of where this was going, particularly given the small numbers of European Jews who were coming into the region. That's number one. Number two, I'd just like to address something that your guest said before when he referenced that the term Jewish state has not been used since 1993. I would beg to differ. In fact, he referenced Theodore Herzl. Theodore Herzl's book, arguing for the creation of a Jewish homeland, was entitled, after all, Der Judenstaat, meaning the Jewish state.
Nakba. Everyone knows that Nakba was a catastrophe. Even in Arabic, the word means catastrophe. In my opinion, the moral weight is more than the Holocaust. Palestinians commemorate the event which reminds them of a tragedy which led to the displacement from their motherland by the Zionists.
Okay, now from the debate, we're going to go to coffee in Palestine. Bethlehem was once the thriving tourist center of Palestine, with hundreds of thousands of people flocking to the old city every year. In the previous 2 years, however, Israelis have begun contracting the flood of tourists into Bethlehem by leading Israeli tours from Jerusalem for one-day trips to Bethlehem, where thousands of people will visit the Church of Nativity, but would not be able to visit the old city or support local trade by buying Palestinian goods. Let's go to Coffee in Palestine and see what they're saying.
We came here to see what's the situation. We want to feel it by ourselves, not just to see the news in TV.
I am giving support to the Palestine fight, so I know a little bit about the situation. So I would like to be here justly.
The Ottoman Empire. Mm. So
it doesn't seem like this. Or the Britain, so.
So this might be about maybe 100 years old,
I think.
Yes, yes. And you can clearly see we had Christians and Muslims always here.
Here you can see the fathers, the priests, and the soldiers.
I think every day Israel will be lonelier, and people will hate them more and more because they force the Palestinian out of the country, out of the home, and try to destroy the land. I think Israel will be crushed in the near future.
Now, from Coffee in Palestine to George Galloway's comment, where he gets up close and personal with you. And this is what was going on the show. Hundreds of people protested outside a London hotel where Israeli Justice Minister Livni was due to address the Jewish National Fund. The Israeli politician was granted temporary diplomatic immunity by the British government ahead of her visit to the UK. More than 200 pro-Palestinian demonstrators and Jews protesting against anti-Zionism made the move to express anger at the decision by the UK administration. The protesters chanted slogans such as Free Palestine and Levine War Criminal. Now, sticking with the topic of Palestine and everything, I want to show you guys something on U-Report. Here on the U-Report is a photo posted by Amen Imarin, I hope I pronounced that right. Amen Emrani. Okay. The photo is 66 years of Nakba. This photo was taken at a school in Bethlehem. 66 years of Nakba and ongoing. It's a pretty interesting photo. Remember, your report is about you guys, and we love you guys.
Very briefly, she has got enough blood on her hands, and she's known as a war criminal. I am so sad that as a British citizen, 21 years living in this country, seeing that someone like David Cameron, Nick Clegg, as well as Mr. Right Man of the Zionist government, William Hague, giving her safe pass and diplomatic permission to come to London.
Sadia, why have you come here today?
I've come here today not as a Muslim, not as an Arab, but as a human that cares about peace and justice. This is not a Muslim issue, this is not an Arab issue, but this is an issue that affects everybody. This is injustice. This is a war crime that's been committed by the Zionist state of Israel. This is not about Muslims against Jews. This is about injustice, and this is about something that we all must stand for, okay? And you look around and you don't just see Muslim people, Arab people, you see people from across the world, and this is why we are here today to say shame, shame, shame on you.
Here in pro-Zionist Canada, Israel's military attaché, Brigjan Eden Atiyas, a former CEO of IAFB Nevatim, also enjoys immunity from prosecution for his war crimes. Curiously, he has also apparently been granted immunity from criticism, even from Canada's so-called anti-Zionist solidarity organizations.
Now it's time to take a look at the lighter side of news. We got the political stuff out of the way, so let's look at the light. We're going to start off with the Iran program, which showcases features, the culture, heritage, and beauty of Iran. And this week, Tulips in Iran by Gisu Misha Ahmadi. You know, they say diamonds are a girl's best friend, but Gisu is going to show us that tulips are a beautiful piece. Let's go to it.
One of the flowers that many people love is the tulip. If you ever happen to be in Iran in springtime, make sure you pay a visit to the Elbrus province, which is known as the Land of Tulips, and enjoy a stunning display of colors when over a million tulips are in full bloom.
A small piece of paradise on Earth. On average, attracting over 500,000 tourists in April and May, this huge tulip garden located in Geysar is over 30 years old, and it's only one of the many gardens in Elbrus province that together produce over 90% of the tulips cultivated in Iran. Don't be surprised. The Dutch may have gained a reputation for growing tulips, but you need to know that the cultivation of the tulip began in Persia sometime around the 10th century. It was wild tulips from Iran and Central Asia that were taken to Turkey during the Ottoman era and then taken to northwestern Europe in the 16th century. Today, the tulip is the national flower of Iran.
Well, I hope you enjoyed the show as much as I enjoyed bringing it to you. And I'm really happy that I'm starting to get more video comments, so keep them coming in. Remember, this show is about you. We give the voiceless a voice. Interact with us, we'll interact with you. God bless. Khoda Negahdar. Goodbye.